This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number you can call. If you'd like to get in on the conversation with us, that's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Laurie,
and Nikki.
And I'd like to tell you about the Amplifier program. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com, that's amps.freetalklive.com, and join to help Amplify Market promote and support the show, just like Flipstarter.me did. Flipstarter.me is a platinum-level amplifier, which means he gives at least $25 a month. Thank you so much, Flipstarter.me, for being an amplifier. And he helps us run the show and, you know, do all the things that we have to do around here to keep the lights on. So thank you so much to Flipstarter.me. And if you would like to learn more about the Amplifier program, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com. We do have a caller online, so I'm going to go to Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, what's on your mind?
Thank you there, Ms. Bonnie and Sister Nikki.
What about Sister Lori?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say we have Lori here, too.
She's new to me. I'm sorry. What's your name there, Sister?
Lori.
Pleasure to meet you there, Sister Lori. Ricky from the Commonwealth, to meet your acquaintance.
Hi, Ricky.
Now, I heard you talking tonight, I should say. And, you know, I remember a while back there was a caller in here. He tried to say it was a cop. And let me tell you something. Believe me, Ricky from the Commonwealth would know personally. That man was no cop. And I'm going to reiterate what
a
I
caller?
Said in that call. Yeah, it was a caller a while back. And he was saying how he's a good guy now and he listened to the show and all that.
Oh, you mean Brad?
Yes. Remember that comedian? Well, he was no cop. Believe me, Ricky from the Commonwealth would know.
Do we know him personally?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I would know from personal experience.
Do you mean the cop that called in to say that he's a minarchist now and he thinks that...
He's not a cop. He was no cop.
But is that the one you're talking about? He said that he...
Yeah, he is. That's the guy. That's
we know
guy.
Him.
I've met him.
Yeah, we know him in real life, and Ian knew him when he was a cop. He actually is a cop, but he's a really unique person, I guess.
You know what's funny?
Well,
I like that.
The man's a bad cop.
Why?
The man's a bad cop. Then, and I tell you what, because he should have had his honor dishonored, because he should have been charged with reckless endangerment. He had the potential of vehicular homicide.
How?
And amongst other possible charges with his 100 DUI chases. Hmm. This is what you're talking about tonight. Now you can say what a nice guy
I see,
is.
Yeah.
Now, Ricky from the Commonwealth knows from personal experience what a good cop is all about, okay?
Are you a cop?
A good cop is about honor, huh?
Are you a cop? Is that why you say that? Have you ever
Ricky
been?
From the Commonwealth?
Well, have you ever been a cop, or are you one? I don't know. I'm just wondering why you say you would know.
Ricky from the Commonwealth has honor with that left hand of his. He does. That he has.
Well,
nonetheless.
I do kind of get what you're saying, because whenever Brad called in, he talked about how he believes that there should still be road laws, like road safety laws. I can't think of the word for that right now, because he's seen too many like brains splayed out on the highways. And I don't agree with him that that's the answer. But I guess what you're saying is he had to speed to chase people, and that actually kills people.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, that any good cop, and believe me, I would know, and I know my share of them, And like I said, I'm a person that has honor. He has no honor. What is wrong with him?
Well, he's denounced being a cop.
Can I give an example?
He put a lot on the line to stop being a cop just for his principles.
Okay. Here's how you do different. He doesn't because, you know, why would he chase somebody down?
I don't know.
You could hurt somebody. It's about honor. Now, imagine this. Here's a solution.
I mean, he doesn't do that anymore, right? He's not a cop anymore.
He has an honest job.
He killed people. Let me explain this to you. Here's a solution instead of what he did, what he could have done. What he could have done is say he got a DUI. It's very simple. Somebody's a drunk driver. They're drunk. Well, you know what? They're not going to be moving very fast, you know? You don't got to try to push against them and be a big badass because then they're going to run. Then you're going to be a high-speed chase. Just creep along them, watch them, follow them. They're going to stop pretty soon. They're drunk. You watch them, you know?
No, I know drunk drivers. You know, I'm not.
That bar, most likely.
No, I mean, maybe in some cases, but I'm sure some people have been drunk.
Driven on the highway drunk.
Yeah, like, I personally, honestly, I'm just going to, you know, whatever, say it on the radio. Personally, I have drunk driven and speeded before.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying?
I'm sure plenty of people have also done that, too.
So. You don't always drive slow.
And also, another thing in regards to this particular person that we're talking about, I don't really subscribe to the theory that, like, once you do something bad, like, it's like a death sentence for you, and it's like
you're a bad person
for the rest of your life because you did this thing. Like
that, but no.
But that's what you're saying, though. You're saying you're like, no, he's a bad cop. He's
first
a bad
he
person.
Even he was a cop. And
yeah, and it's like, dude, we know this guy personally. Like, I've literally met him before. He went to Ian's sentencing. You know what I mean? So it's just like.
Well, that's fine, but he did not go by what his training would have taught him to do.
It doesn't matter, though, because he's not a cop anymore.
I don't really remember that part of this call anyway. Like, I don't particularly remember him saying, and I had to speed up and chase these people. He just said that he would show up.
He did. He said he was in 100 high-speed chases. He was proud of that for DUIs.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Now, I don't know how the hell he could have done that. What was he, a cop for 50 years?
I don't know.
Really. Believe me, I know. Because I'm a man with honor. And honor's important. And, you know, honor 24 hour a day.
Thank you
this
so much
like
for the
so
call,
cringy,
Ricky. It's like, it's just a little, like, I obviously agree. We have been saying all night that high-speed chases are dangerous and dumb, and I agree. It's just weird to, you know, act like somebody who did something wrong once can't possibly. He completely put his, like, everything about his life on the line, except for, like, not, like, death. But, like, he put everything about his career and everything online, everything he knew was, like, taken from him because he decided to quit policing because they didn't want to use their discretion and not arrest people for being on marijuana.
Also, it's just, like, kind of strange to be like, okay, well, you did this thing, so, like, now it's, you can never grow from that.
Because especially if you're completely obviously, like, sorry about what you did and change your, like, if you never say sorry, then I understand. Like, if you're, I don't remember him bragging about high-speed chasing, honestly.
I did not hear the call at all, I don't think, so
was,
I have no clue. And, of course, this is a really long time ago, so.
It was me, Lee, and Richie Rich the one day that Captain went to go to midget wrestling.
Oh, okay, so it was, like, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, so I barely remember that. But I don't remember anything about speed chasing or whatever. But we have another caller on the line. I'm not sure who it is. Unscreen caller, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm Tim from Frankfurt.
Oh.
I want to talk about Israel. Yeah, I should thank you guys for your hospitality last time.
Oh, you brought us our stickers, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, you remember.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I remember you guys.
Well, nice to hear from you.
That was a fun show, the Sunday show.
What's on your mind about Israel, Tim?
Right, so I was listening to your Wednesday show, and I got kind of upset. So I just drew down some notes, and I'm just going to read them. So let me just say, conscription is slavery, and stealing money from people in the West to give to Israel or the Hamas or UN organizations is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty clear, yeah. But I think it's important to remember some information about Israel. So, I mean, according to what the news I'm consuming, there were 1,200 people dead on October 7th, and they were killed by soldiers from the Gaza state, right? There was a government, the Gaza oh, I don't know, the Gaza government, they have soldiers and they're called the Hamas, and they should be treated by us liberty-minded people as a state. Now, I think it's fair to say, sorry, I don't want to cut you off.
Oh, I just said sure. Sorry, I just said I am agreeing that the state should be considered a state, or like the people that work for the government of Gaza.
Yeah, I was just going to, because I was going to quote you on disagreeing about how the IDF soldiers are protecting their friends and family. Now, I think they are. So there was a call for volunteers, right, for reservists, and people from everywhere in the world actually boarded these empty flights to Tel Aviv to actually go fight for their country. I think it was like 10,000 people. I'm not sure.
When?
There was a lot. They couldn't even equip them. That was after October 7th.
Okay.
And now, if someone is voluntarily joining the fighting to protect this small strip of desert. Now, sure, you are right that if you kill someone in action, it's not murder, and maybe it should be, but there are a lot of murderers in the Gaza Strip, and now these people are protecting this piece of land. What do you think about that?
I don't really think that I said anything that we really have disagreed on yet. Like, I never claim to know, like, the hearts and minds of the IDF soldiers, but one thing that I know that you're wrong about is the IDF has already admitted that there was people in their crossfire whenever those 1,200-something people died. Some of those were because IDF people shot the bullets that killed them, and they just consider it like breaking an egg to make an omelet. You know, like, they
really?
Consider it... Yeah, that's been in the news. That's what I thought, that was just, like, you know, quote-unquote fact. I wasn't there, so I like to consider things not fact until I know for sure, and there's no knowing for sure when you're not in the same country, you know? But I never claimed to know what's in the hearts of the IDF people, like, that they couldn't possibly think that they're doing something good and wanting to protect their friends and family. This is the thing, if you want me to just explain exactly what I think about all of it, it's just this. There was a strip of land chosen for the Jewish people to go to live in, and I don't think that was done right, and I think that there was a much better solution, and people act like the only solution for the Jews to have a place to live was to take other people's land, which is never right. I'm all for free association, and if people who lived in a place called Gaza didn't want to be living under a government called Israel, then that's just not right, and it shouldn't have happened to them. And the thing that I think would have been the solution is that countries all over the world should have said, oh, they can live with us, but that didn't happen. And why is that? Because we live in a society all over the world where people believe that they have the right to tell human beings where on this dirt rock people are allowed to walk to and live. And I think that a lot more regular human beings would say, that's fine, they can come live in my society after World War II and like freely trade and hang out with us, and it'll be fine. Like, I mean, Argentina did that, and lots of other places like that did take people from Israel. But since people act like there was just nowhere for them to go, they needed their own nation. And I think that's so messed up. Like, you don't get to just take a big area where people are already living and say, this is our country now, and then never expect to get attacked. Like, do you know anything about the amount of civilians that have been killed on each side since even just going back like 20 years? It's hugely skewed to Gazan people, Palestinian people, civilians dying as compared to Israel. And I'm not saying that either side is right or good for people to die. It's so, like, I don't understand why when I talk about the stuff that I say about every other war, people take it so differently when it has to do with Israel. Like, I don't want anybody to die who's innocent. I absolutely condemn Hamas's attack on Israel in October 7th. And I don't really blame anybody for shooting back at the Hamas people. This is the problem. The problem is that they're creating a moonscape on what used to be a place called Gaza where people lived. And the bigger problem before that is the way that this whole situation ended up, where there's people who were not allowed to migrate in this whole area called Gaza and the West Bank also, and they're held there and made such worse, they have been made into such worse people than they were just like 100 years ago because of the conditions they're in and their inability to migrate around. Like, why do you think, like, oh, like Pakistan, those people are way higher in consciousness and living conditions than in Gaza? They're both Muslims. Like, I think that a lot of people seem to act... I'm sorry, I'm not saying that you think this, Tim, or anything. I'm kind of just ranting at this point because I got told that I hate Israelis the other day, and I'm constantly getting told that I'm just like, oh, you just love Palestinians or something. I don't care about them any more than I care about the Israelis. It's just clearly and obvious to me the fact that the reason that Gazan people are kind of, you know, messed up, like apparently a lot of them agree that Americans should die and Israelis should die, even if they're not acting on it, is because of what's happened to them. Like, what if every male in your household has been to prison for the last 100 years, you know, or like a bunch of your family got killed?
Yeah, it's true. People like to quote Bin Laden by now, right? They talk about his letter or something, and that might be true. We created terrorists by intervening in the Middle East, but now we are stuck with this situation. And I think if you're a utilitarian, and I think libertarians shouldn't be, but if you are and you want to get a solution, then you should ask yourself the question, what would happen if either side put down their weapons? And, well, this just leads me to believe that it should be Hamas to put down the weapons, because they aren't as liberty-minded as at least the ideas of liberalism are far more embraced by this one, like, intrusive and murderous state in the region than the other.
I don't know, I just can't...
Well, not when it comes to killing people in Gaza, obviously. I think you're right about that. The Israelis have a lot on their conscience.
Yeah, I feel like it's like there's no easy answer, as in I should go over there and order everyone to put down their weapons. It's just that I don't feel this sense of like, oh, Israel has some kind of this excuse that every other nation doesn't. Like, we on Free Talk Live criticize the United States for this kind of stuff all the time, and no one, you know, seems to care. I got called or accused of hating Israelis the other day. By friend.
Sorry.
Yeah, and I didn't say anything about hating Israelis, and that's crazy. Like, and I'm not saying that's what you were doing.
But I think, like, what you're talking about, like, where you got accused of hating Israelis just because you said something that might be perceived as pro-Palestine, right? I think that goes back to the duopoly mindset that a lot of people have, right? So it's like, oh, well, you know, I like guns, right? So that means I'm a Republican, right? You know, like, people can't think past that, like, you're either this or that. Yeah, the this or that mentality. So it's like, you're either for Israel or you're for Palestine. And, like, that's it.
It's just
so,
like,
I think a lot of people can't get past that. And that's kind of like, you know, I have a very similar stance as you, Bonnie, where it's like, I don't know what's going on over there. I'm not over there. But all I know is it's awful based on the videos in the pictures I've seen online and just war in general. It's like, I'm not really going to pick a side because this doesn't really involve me. But if I, like, I'm, and I've said this before, I'm on the side of the innocent people who are having their lives completely uprooted, who are being murdered, who are having their families and their lives stripped away from them. Like, this is so sad. And it's like, I don't care about the state side of it. I don't care about what this government said about this government. Like, I don't care about that. People are dying, and it is awful. Like homes are being destroyed. Like, a complete turmoil and uproar. Like, this is so awful. And, like, that's the part I can't get past, is, like, the absolute tragedy that is going on, like, on a human level over there.
Yeah.
And the people didn't decide. The people don't decide to get up and bomb each other. The governments decide.
Or in Hamas's case, the terrorists. But they're all terrorist organizations.
I mean, the groups who rule over others.
What'd you say, Tim?
Yeah, I'd call them a government, right?
I
mean, they were elected at some point, and now they're just enforcing their monopoly on violence, so... well, sounds like a government to me.
Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of people are saying that they're not a government, but I have heard the same thing, that they got elected by the people, like a majority, like a democratic election of, you know, Gaza. They elected
Hamas. Who cares about democracy?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, got to agree with that.
They are in power now.
Right. Once they're there, it's hard to get them back out.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else on your mind about this, Tim? Did I maybe, like, change mind about what you thought I was trying to say? Like, maybe I wasn't very clear?
Actually, I think you did change my mind on a couple of things. I mean, the guilt of Israel in this hasn't been clear to me. I think I've also been very affected by the atrocious videos from the region, and I try to, I'm not on Twitter, I don't want to see this, but I do, and then I get upset, and it just makes me blind to the terror on both sides.
It makes you human. I think that's a horrible thing that people utilize in a way, is people's human ability to sympathize and empathize with other people. But thank you so much for the call, Tim, and please call in whenever other time you want to. I don't know if you're paying, like, long distance or something, because he's all the way in
Frankfurt. This is going to burn a hole in my wallet. Hey, say hi to Matt. He drove me home to my Airbnb last time, and it was really nice talking to you guys.
Thank you so much
absolutely.
For calling. I'm going to let you go now, but have a good night. Or it's probably not night over there. I just realized.
Whatever.
But,
whatever time it is.
I think it's like 8 hours ahead.
Morning, afternoon, evening.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy. I still have this little sticker he has that says Market Radical in German, which is like barely different. It's just like case.
Was he here during Pork Fest, or was this after?
It was after, and I remember I went over and asked you, or came downstairs and told you, I asked you to remind Matt that he was going to bring him home. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes. No, I do remember this.
I think it was after. Wait, I don't know if it was after before Pork Fest.
I have,
now.
Like, such a horror. It must have been after, but I have a really bad, like, perception of time. I'm like, did that happen last month? Did that happen 7 years ago? Like, I have no clue.
So I have somehow avoided seeing all of these videos that people see on TikTok and wherever. And I think that it's really damaging for people to see all of these atrocities and horrors just in their daily lives.
It is.
On a consistent basis. And I can't believe that people are just sharing it on TikTok. TikTok is, you know, like, that's not where these things should be.
And that is such a great point, where it's, like, supposed to be, like, a casual thing, right?
Right.
Mm. No, it's like, I wanted to see a cat video. I don't want to see, like, people being, like, murdered.
That's something you need to prepare yourself for.
There's some really great libertarians I've met from Germany. They just seem to really get it. 603-283-6160. You're not burning a hole in your wallet if you pay to call us from the United States, most likely. So what's your excuse? If there's more coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Republican legislators are pursuing significant reductions in spending and modifications to border policies in the upcoming supplemental and appropriations bill. Senator Rick Scott of Florida emphasized the necessity for Congress to restore fiscal sanity to the federal budget. Additionally, Republicans are pushing for more stringent border security measures to be incorporated into President Biden's $106 billion national security supplemental package. House Republicans are intensifying their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. James Comer, chairman of the Oversight Committee.
Joe Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people about his family's corrupt influence peddling schemes. Our investigation has revealed how Joe Biden knew of, participated in, and benefited from.
In an interview with NBC News, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban says he's definitely not running for president. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That you control, 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio today, it's me, Bonnie,
Lori, and Nikki.
And we actually didn't get into it the last segment, but the segment before, we started talking about the news in the Tyre Nichols case. So Tyre Nichols was a guy who I believe was delivering packages for what company, I don't remember, but he was doing something like didn't put a blinker on, and he got pulled over, and he got taken out of his vehicle, and then he got beaten to death. Like, he got beat so bad that he went into the hospital and died. And there's news in his case. It says, former Memphis officer pleads guilty to state and federal charges in the Tyre Nichols death. Desmond Mills Jr. entered his plea during a hearing at the Memphis federal courthouse as part of a larger agreement to settle charges in state court as well. So one of the guys that killed him is pleading guilty now, like they were all pleading innocent before. It says, a former Memphis police officer changed his plea to guilty Thursday in the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols, becoming the first of five officers charged to reverse course. Desmond Mills Jr. entered his plea during a hearing at the Memphis Federal Courthouse as part of a larger agreement to settle charges in state court as well. It wasn't immediately clear how the four other officers planned to respond, and specifically whether they would follow suit. Their attorneys declined to comment on Mills' guilty plea. Mills pleaded guilty to federal charges of excessive force and obstruction of justice on Thursday and has agreed to plead guilty to related state charges. I'm a little confused how the feds got involved. I don't know. Somehow he has federal and state charges.
Are any of those charges murder?
Excessive force and obstruction of justice. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to get charged with murder. Since he's a cop, they might call it something else.
That's murdering when you murder someone.
But that's like one thing Tim, our caller, Tim from the last segment, brought up, that in some circumstances, when you murder someone, the government doesn't call it murder, like in the Call of Duty or whatever, in action. During like a military thing, if you kill someone, oh, that's not killing. I can't remember the word that they call it, but it's not murdering in their rule book.
No, it is.
I think that in reality it is, but
in reality, like, you know, in any other way, like energetically, like karmically, physically, realistically, in any other way aside from, you know, government
legal land words.
Where things aren't real.
Yep. But so maybe it's the same thing with police, where if you kill someone, it's not called that. I don't know. It's just called excessive force. But it says prosecutors are recommending a 15-year sentence for the former officer, although the final sentencing decision rests with the judge.
Life.
Yeah.
So the prosecutors are asking for 15 years?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like enough.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, the prosecutors were asking for 20-something years for Ian for his white-collar financial quote-unquote crimes.
And he hurt no one.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you kill somebody, 15 years.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And you probably won't get that.
Right.
And I've also, and like going back to Ian, like this is crazy because I've also heard of non-cop people, like non-government people, just a rando person that murdered someone that got, I forget how long they got. I think it was about the same amount of time
as Ian.
I think it was like 10 years and he ended up serving 8 or something, but it's just like...
Still, it's like that shouldn't even be comparable.
Like, you can murder someone and they're like, yeah, but you didn't pay us, so that's, you know, that's
way
worse.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It says that caught on police video, the Nichols beating in January was one in a string of violent encounters between police and black people. That's weird that they would say it like that because these were all black cops.
Yeah, the cops are black too.
It says it was one in a string of violent encounters between police and black people that sparked protests and renewed debate about police brutality and police reform in the U.S. It's just like... At some point, like, I completely bought into this in, like, 2020. I absolutely understand that the numbers say that more black people are abused by cops. But at some point, you got to realize the problem is the fact that there are people that join something called the police.
Yes. It extends beyond racism, right?
Yeah, that the problem is the fact that there are people given fake authority that they don't really... have that it has nothing it's not that it has nothing to do in every single case with racism, but it's just that that's not what the actual underlying problem is.
So there's that. I mean, how do you fix racism, right? Because this is also an issue in like hospitals where black people are more likely to like not receive the care they need. Mm-hmm. You know, especially like I always bring everything back to, like, birth, right? Because that's kind of my specialty.
Yeah.
But it's a huge thing where, like, black mothers, Hispanic mothers are very, like, a lot more likely to die in childbirth or after due to, like, complications, infections, stuff like that, than white mothers. They're a lot more likely to, like, literally physically die and not receive the care that they need or, like, not be taken seriously. And that, it's like you look at the numbers and you're like, this has to be racism, whether it's subliminal, like whether the doctors might be outright racist. Maybe they are just, you know, it's a subconscious thing, whatever it is. It's like, I do think it's an issue. like you're saying, like with the police brutality, it's like, okay, step one, if you want there to like not be this crazed gang of criminals attacking and murdering people, get rid of the police.
Yeah.
And like, boom, that solves that issue pretty much.
Yeah, and abolish them. Don't just like, but I think, cut their paychecks a little.
Yeah, exactly. Like, get rid of the gang of criminals that are murdering people in the street. Seriously, that is the police. Those are the gang of criminals I'm talking about, because they're murdering more people in the street than actual, like, quote-unquote criminals. But anyways, like, so that's obviously, like, a huge issue, but, like, there is an underlying tone of racism, and it's like, yeah, how do you fix that societally? Well, I just feel like everything they're doing, like, the Black Lives Matter and, like, all this crap, it's just, like, trendy. And it's like, that's not, that actually might be making it worse. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you think?
I think
about
it does
this?
Make it worse because it reinforces separation.
Yeah,
it others them. Yeah. It's like a big, heavy question. Like, what do you do about that? How do you fix that?
Well, the thing about it is, like, I don't feel like I or any one person needs to sit around fixing things that are not under my control.
Yeah.
But one thing you can do is not add to the problem. Like, don't give people the ability to join a gang where they have qualified immunity and can kill people. And if they're racist, they can kill black people and get away with it every single time.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then just, like, talking about stuff like this, like, you even talking about the thing with mothers to give birth. The other thing is, like, with that, the first thing that comes to mind is, like, opening the markets to where there can be anyone can, like, you know, more people can just become people who own hospitals. It's not just, I don't know, everything being regulated, it always seems to me to cause so many problems.
Absolutely.
I just believe that that probably is at the root of that.
When I was in California, I worked at a birth center out there for a little bit. And a lot of her clients were coming to her. She also accepted state insurance, so it was like pretty much anyone could go. Like, it wasn't, because that's a big issue with birth, where it's like, oh, I can't afford like a $7,000 midwife, so I'm just gonna go to the hospital. But if it's the same like birth center with a midwife versus like hospital with OBs and doctors, you know, it. The money isn't a factor anymore, right? So a lot, like an overwhelming percent of her clients were black and Hispanic women who were going, they didn't believe in natural birth. They would prefer to be medicated, actually. They'd prefer to be in the hospital. But they were assaulted and disrespected so badly in the local hospital that they were like, yeah, I'm natural birth, because at least, like, I know this woman is probably not going to assault me, and she's going to treat me with dignity and respect. And there was an overwhelming amount of women who were going to the birth center solely because that provider wasn't racist and was more respectful of them.
Wow.
And that is so sad. And, like, I saw it firsthand, and, you know, up here, like, we don't really see that a lot. Like, there isn't, I don't work with, you know, an overwhelming population of black people. Most of my clients, you know, look like I do. But it's really sad to think about. It's like, I didn't realize it was that big of an issue until, like, I saw it firsthand.
But it does sound like I'm right. If people have more choices.
Exactly. No, and that was, yeah, kind of like what I was, you know, what I should have circled back to, was if there was less restriction on the market and you didn't need, like, all of these licensures and certifications, and if women could just choose their providers based on what they actually wanted, then it would be a lot.
Just more people being allowed to get into the game, and then, like, you can make your own hospital that says, I am whatever race, and I only want people of that race to come here. And there's nothing wrong with that, actually.
Because this isn't as relevant in New Hampshire because there aren't, you know, as many black women, right? But in general, like race aside, you know, just not wanting to be, anyone can be assaulted in the hospital. I legally cannot practice in this state because of the laws and regulations.
And it's crazy that
that is greatly limiting the market, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah.
Well, I can't remember what got us into this. Just basically we're saying that we think we're saying that the problem with, you know, police mainly, or at least the biggest portion of people that they are killing are black people, the problem doesn't get fixed by just, you know, having even like just protesting and stuff, or like making your Facebook post that day a black square. The problem only gets fixed when you go to the root of it, which is stop giving people fake authority that they don't actually have, and ability to kill people with qualified immunity. Stop giving a class of people the ability to do whatever they want to other people in the name of following orders and the law.
Tax revenue.
And get rid of the police. Like, completely abolish them. Don't change their paycheck. Don't give some of them a social worker to work with or whatever. Just completely abolish them. And people, instead of getting taxed, they can just use their money to maybe pull together in their community to have a security team that are people that they know and care, and they know that care for them and aren't going to kill them. Just things like that. That's just one easy solution. Some places, they choose not to have a police. Like, there are places in New Hampshire, there are towns in New Hampshire that don't have a police station or any cops that live there at all. Well, we're going back to this.
You can't opt out, though, because you still have the state police.
You can't completely opt out, because you have state police that can drive around and you still have to pay for them. Yeah, that's kind of messed up, because even in those towns where you don't have police, are you still paying just as much taxes as, like, the next town?
Well, no, because it's the town. It goes town by town. So, like, there were a couple of towns, like New Ipswich, for example, like, slashed their police budget. Like, they literally, the police station is like a shed. And they have, like, one cop on duty.
Was that recently?
It was in the past couple of years, yeah.
But we were reading this NBC News article, and the reason it's interesting is because I think that this guy is going to, since he pleaded guilty and is possibly going to get a smaller charge because of it, I think he's just going to go and tell everybody what actually happened. And it says that caught on police video, Nichols' beating in January was one in a string of violent encounters between police, and black people in this situation that sparked protests and renewed debate about police brutality and police reform in the U.S. And I'm not defending, like, white cops that kill black people or anything like that. It's just a weird way to put it. Like, in this situation, a group of black people killed another black person, and that's all that is police officers killed a human, and every time a white person gets... The thing about it is that really bothers me deep down is whenever police abuse white people, it's, like, minimized at this point.
Yeah.
I was talking to a guy who happened to be black that was walking on our street, and Joe started a conversation with him, and he assumed that he's had... He literally said he assumes he's had more bad experiences with cops than me, and I just had to laugh. Like,
yeah, it's like, how do you, why are you assuming that? Like, you don't know.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And, like,
no, I know for a fact, I literally personally know, like, black people and Hispanic people who have not had as many bad interactions with the police as me. You know what I mean?
I've just,
like, I just, it's not always related, you know?
I think that some people fail to realize that, like, there are whole states of mostly white people. And in those states, the cops are white, and they're messing with the white people and ruining those white people's lives.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know why it even has to be, like, oh, well, I've had worse experiences than you.
I didn't say anything like that. It's
just
I could've.
Cops against
people
that they're abusing.
Right. And that's
just leave it at that.
No one should be abused. That's exactly what I was keeping in. I'm trying to have this conversation with this guy. The reason that this came up was because Joa is a cop blocker, and for some reason his job got brought up to this guy. He was, like, going around knocking for DeSantis. And I didn't view, like, what you're saying. I could have been like, oh, yeah, well, my house got raided by the FBI, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, let's, like, competitively see who has worse trauma.
And it's just, that's the thing that's starting to bother me. It's not a competition, one, and two, I don't like how it's diminished. Like, it literally, like, you're just, like, it's not as big of a deal because you're not black. Like, the cops have my husband in jail right now for, like, nothing.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I just don't like that. So, Anyways, moving on from that sentence, it says Mills and four other former Memphis Police Department officers were charged in federal court with using excessive force, failing to intervene, deliberate indifference, and conspiring to lie, as well as obstruction of justice, after they were caught on camera punching, kicking, and hitting Nichols with a police baton on January 7th. So I don't see murder in there.
I don't see murder or assault or manslaughter or anything.
Yeah. It says Nichols died 3 days later in a hospital. That's terrible. It's probably like a really slow, terrible death then.
Yep.
The five former officers, Mills, Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin, and Justin Smith, have pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder. Oh, so there were other charges. Those were just of them, I guess.
Maybe he's not being charged because he...
Yep, his plea deal.
Yeah, he got
That's
a plea
probably
deal.
What it is, yeah.
And that's why he's getting 15 years.
Yep, these other
he's
people
rolling
are
on the other guys.
Worse, that's probably what it is. Yeah. It says... So all those people have pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and other charges in state court. Mills is the first to agree to change that plea to guilty. He said, I joined Tyree's family in saying that this is This is actually Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy said in a news release, I joined Tyree's family in saying this is a fair result given Mr. Mills' level of involvement and his willingness to cooperate with us. His cooperation will help us bring to justice all those criminally responsible while also identifying needs for systemic reform within the police department, and that's never going to work.
Okay, so they have it on video, right?
Yeah.
And this guy, I assume, was involved in the attack.
Yeah, he was one of them, yeah.
So that doesn't sound like it's a fair resolution at all to me.
Nope.
I don't like plea deals like that. Because he's not being punished so that they can get the other guys, but they already have it on video.
Yeah.
So why do they need him to get a plea deal at all?
I believe they have it on video. Did it say that?
Yeah.
They should be wearing the...
I think it said there was a video.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Why? It doesn't make any sense that they need anything from him. They have a video of this guy getting killed. I don't like any plea deal where it's like, well, your job is supposedly to bring justice to something bad that happened, and the plea deal is going opposite of that, and it makes no sense. It happens all the time.
The justice system is so messed up.
And the other thing is there's just no such thing as systemic reform within police departments that's going to make this okay or that's going to make this stop happening. It's just not going to.
I just can't imagine being this person's family and...
It's awful, yeah.
And seeing them be like, 15 years because you're telling on the other guys, even though you also killed, my family.
Yeah. Hopefully the... People in his, maybe not hopefully, that's kind of a mean thing for me to say. I don't know if I should say hopefully, but it's possible that the people in the prison that he goes to will make his life hard on him because snitches aren't, cooperators.
And he's a cop.
Yeah.
Aren't good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's a cop.
Yeah.
That killed someone. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be very good for him in jail for those 15 years. Maybe he won't make it out. I don't know.
Might not.
U.S. District Judge Mark Norris has scheduled a May trial for the officers in the federal case. A trial has not been set in state court. I don't understand. I don't think it explained why there's a federal and a state case in this. Like, I don't think they, cross state lines or anything like that. So that's pretty interesting. The five former officers...
Maybe it's a... No, I was going to say maybe it's a hate crime, but...
Hmm.
Well, but it can't be.
They're not going to consider it that.
All crimes are hate, real crimes are hate crimes.
Yeah,
anyway.
Right, yeah.
Isn't that, yeah.
I'm going to punch you because I love you so much.
Isn't that such a funny thing? They're like, oh, well, if it's a gay person or whatever, then it's a hate crime.
What if you don't know? What if you don't know they're gay? Is it still a hate crime?
It could Florida
be.
Now,
it depends, I think.
Anything in Florida that was already a crime that is perpetrated against a Jewish person is now a hate crime. So automatically
so
get
like
5 years.
It's a double crime.
Did that just happen?
That was this
year.
Yeah,
that was recently.
Was that
not since, it was before October 7th.
Okay.
It's, what's his name? The governor.
I was going to ask if it was like virtue signaling for the whole state.
Right, yeah.
It is virtue signaling either way. Understand why. I don't know if there was one specific thing that happened that made them have this law, but Ron DeSantis is all about Israel and stuff like that, like the state of Israel, so it doesn't surprise me.
It's so silly. I can hate anyone.
Yeah.
I hate blondes. Now it's a hate crime against blondes.
Poor Nikki.
This is the first thing I looked at.
Yeah, it's just...
I hate people who, you know, wear plaid.
Yeah. I hate cops.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, everything would be a hate crime if you're committing a violent act against someone.
And the other thing about it is that it makes things... thought crime. Like, you...
Yes, because you don't know my intention. I could love gay people. Yeah, but just because I punched this guy in the face, maybe he's just a jerk. It has nothing to do with him being gay.
Hate that specific gay person.
Yeah, right?
You should only be charged for... Like, if you assault someone, I don't think you should... this isn't my ideal legal system, but if you're going to be charged... If we're going to live in this legal system, you should only be charged with punching someone, because that's what you did.
Right.
Well, moving on. It says, the five former officers who were charged are also black. Which is capitalized, and that's really weird.
They just want to make sure that you see that.
Yeah. They were fired from the department, and the crime suppression team they were a part of disbanded after Nichols' death. However, and it was like the Scorpion Squad.
Yeah, the Scorpion Unit.
Oh, okay.
That I just saw, yeah.
So...
That's such peacocking, too.
That's disgusting, yeah.
Scorpion Squad. It sounds like a stupid, like, DC... comic book.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, it does.
The Scorpion Unit.
We're so cool.
It does like, sound give like you, that.
I'm gonna puke.
However, members of the Scorpion Unit, there it is, have been moved to other teams. So there was more
teams. Teams. There, like, what is this? A game?
Yeah.
Teams.
Yeah. There were more people in the Scorpion Squad. I guess, or the Scorpion. I keep wanting to say that because it sounds better. But
yeah, it sounds better.
The Scorpion Unit. So, but they
I mean, either way,
five.
It's a joke, so it doesn't matter which one you say.
Yeah. They got moved to different teams after that because they just had to get rid of the whole Scorpion Unit in altogether. Probably just terrible name now because people know about them killing Nichols. Kristen Clark, who leads the U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division, said at a September 13th news conference that the five former officers used excessive force, failed to advise medical personnel about Nichols' injuries, and conspired to cover up their misconduct. Okay, that's where the obstruction of justice is coming in. I didn't know where that was coming from. The indictment says the officers failed to tell dispatchers, their supervisor, and emergency medical technicians they knew Nichols had been hit repeatedly. It alleged they were trying to cover up their use of force and shield themselves from criminal liability. The indictment alleges instances where the officers used their body cameras to limit what evidence could be captured at the scene. So, like, moving or covering their body cameras.
Wow.
Bad. Well, these guys are bad, and the guy took a plea deal, so that's basically all we have to say about that. If you have anything you want to bring up, 603-283-6160 is the number. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.